Stone Mouth by Ian Banks. Read by Peter Kenny. Friday Evening. Chapter 1. Clarity. That would have been good. Instead, a cold, clinging mist. Not even mist, just a chill haze drifting up the estuary. I'm standing 50 metres above the Firth of Stoon, in the middle of the road bridge, at the summit of the long, shallow trajectory it describes above the waters. Below, wind-stroked lines of breakers track up the Firth, ragged creases of thin foam moving east to west under the steady push of the breeze. Each wave forming, breaking, widening, then collapsing again before new crests start to rise amongst their pale, streaked remains, the whole doomed army of them vanishing like ghosts into the upriver blur. Traffic moves on the northbound carriageway behind me. Cars tearing, trucks rumbling and thumping over the expansion joints on the road surface. About half the cars and most of the trucks have their lights on as the evening and the mist close in. I look up at the north tower of the suspension bridge, a double H shape rising another 100 metres into the murk, its grey flank stitched with little steady red lights. At the top, there's a single aircraft beacon producing sharp bursts the blue-white of a camera flash. The mist smears each pulse across a whole grey tract of sky. I'm wondering how well the cameras up there can see through the haze. I've been standing here for a couple of minutes, looking like a prospective jumper for all that time.